Mike, first of all, tell me about yourself and what you do for a living.
Well, they title me as the Executive Vice President of RFD-TV, but if anyone that knows the network, there are 25 people that run the entire television network, so despite title, we participate, every employee participates in a lot of different functions.
Yeah. Well, I am, first of all, have followed what Pat Gotch has done over the years, and yourself as well, and I have not ceased to be impressed with how RFD-TV has grown and developed, and the new things that you're doing. Tell us a little bit about the network.
Well, in the it's grown tremendously, especially in the last 7 years and beginning our eighth year. For those in the business, they know that distribution is king. If you can get good distribution of your idea, then your idea or your format has a great chance to fly. I mean, that's been in the radio business that you and I are familiar with, and it's also the same in the television business. With the acceptance of our programming by the direct broadcast satellite people, Dish Network and DirecTV, it gave our philosophy a chance to be successful. Being the only network that has been 100% rural, it wasn't a competitive niche. It wasn't another sports channel. It wasn't another anything. It was the only one. So the stars fell into place to give us a good chance. Then we found out that people in rural America over time had lost a lot of connection with local broadcast because, as you well know, agriculture was tougher to get on the air in any kind of market. So they adopted to us rather rapidly, and they're passionate people.
Here at this Country Living Outlook Conference, where you're going to be a speaker, I can't help but think that RFD-TV, we want to know how to reach these people, whoever they are. You've certainly got a way to do it, right?
Well, we certainly have that, and it allows a lot of creativity. Now the world, or the business world, is stepping up, knowing they can be creative, taking chances, and introducing new shows just to reach this segment of rural, because rural is split into several different categories. We couldn't live on this group now that's called Rural Lifestyle. However, when you have a block of programming dedicated to those people, and then other rural areas, livestock is an example, agriculture, throw that all in together under the roof of rural, and then you are able to go ahead and concentrate on even a segment of that. And in our business, every time you do a segment, it seems like the world gets smaller. But what we found over time that this is one of the rare worlds that's getting larger, the rural lifestyle market. And we're seeing in the last 6 months three new half-hour series dedicated to the new term rural lifestyle, and we have two on board for January and February, and that'll be five different television series that are focused on rural and rural lifestyle. We're excited
Amazing.
About that.
Amazing. So for the group that's here, and I think we're going to have about 60 individuals attending who want to learn how to reach this audience, what is the message that you're bringing to the conference?
Well, I've been asked today to try to give some insight to these people on what we think rural lifestyle is, now, who they are, how they react, what they feel. So I'll be concentrating a lot on that. I always appreciate the time to brag about RFD-TV, but we're a bunch of marketers that are looking at a subject and more of an educational side. So I'll try my best not to be so much of a commercial, but there are times when it just comes out, Chuck. It just comes out.
Hey, if you're an evangelist, it's hard not to evangelize, you know?
That's right. That's right. And when you are in the business that we are, and we've been in broadcasting, it's very tough to be quiet about what you're so excited about. But all in all, we started seeing that we probably had the rural lifestyle audience before they were given a name. Then we started seeing it in some of our live viewer call-ins, where the kind of questions gave you an indication they weren't full-time agriculture, and they were asking questions on a smaller scale about crops and alternative crops. And then a few of our clients took a chance to start speaking directly to that, and then that's where the world just took off and went from there. So there's still plenty of room, and it's fun to be creative, and it's fun to put it on a network that is a lot more targeted than any other television I can dream of right now.
Well, it's the name. I mean, it says it right there. And what I think is interesting is that you started this, really, I think, before the big push to reach this audience came into reality. You, I think, were originally probably more focused on the agricultural side and found that you're reaching them. Well, you don't have to change your name and try to reposition. Heck, you've already got it.
Well, you know, yeah, the name will stick. We don't have to, you know. And the deal is to not to lose focus now. Yeah. You and I have seen even country television networks that follow a dream or a different dream and try to become all things to all people, and then trouble arises. And I think the world that we have for rural is large enough for us to be able to maintain that focus. Mm-hmm. And still produce the kinds of program. We still have restrictions. There's a lot of things we can't say, won't say, and we don't allow to be said. This is a family-oriented rural network. And those corporate people that go home, you know, from town and go out to the acreage, we've heard many times, they become couch potatoes and sit down and turn on the channel. They'll even watch the livestock auction. It's just anything that they see, they know it's going to be entertaining. They haven't seen it in a long time. And they just feel comfortable about it.
So looking ahead to the future, I know you've announced that you're in HD, or is it? Tell me a little bit about that, because I want to make sure I fully understand. Are you broadcasting everything in HD now, or do you have a separate channel for that, or how does that work?
Well, the equipment's going in right now. You need to launch HD in several phases. Number one, we'd like all our programmers to start programming in HD, even though it would be on what they call standard definition. So you would have HD programming. That's phase one of any launch, you have to tell people. Number two is actually start broadcasting in HD, which will occur in January. The equipment will be in place. And then the way it seems right now, seems is a weak word, but all indications are now is that there's such a demand for HD programming. People want more channels once they get an HD television.
Yeah, well, if you're going to spend all that money, you want to have something to watch on it.
You know? You want more than eight channels to watch. In a lot of markets, that's about all they have. And then for us to step up and encourage HD reception from rural America and local cable, they love that too. The distributors love that too. It's another package. So it goes hand in hand. But you have to have your product. You have to be able to have production in HD. You launch, and then you start working on, of course, the number of viewers that will also watch RFD HD.
Well, anything else you'd like us to know or say about RFD and reaching the people who are living the country life before we close?
It's just that now, because we're allowed to be more creative, we have programmers who are stepping up and taking a chance of being more creative, and I'll have some of those titles later. I think the message is now they've adopted who we are. They watched the television network. Now they can have some influence on what they'd like to see next. Mm-hmm. We are not the experts. We're the broadcasters. We'd love to know the next big appetite for what kind of programming for rural America, and we'll step up.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That is Mike Hansen with RFD TV here at the Country Living Outlook Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.